Okay, we're holding at the beginning of Perek Reb Lezer de Mila, Daf Kuf Lamed. Very big, important Perek. Says the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer Oymer, we touched on this subject before, Im Lehevi Klim, the Erev Shabbos, Meviyo B'Shabbos Megula. If a person did not bring a Keli in order to do Mitzvah Mila on Shabbos, which obviously we know Mila Bizmane is Dech Shabbos, providing that it's a regular Leda, as opposed to Yotze Dofen. But what about Machshirei Mitzvah? What about the things which are necessary in order to facilitate a Maisa Mila, i.e. the Ismel, the Sakin, which is used to do the Maisa Mila? Says Rebbe Eliezer, Lo Hevi Kli Me'erev Shabbos, Me'evi B'Shabbos Megula, you can bring through the Rishus HaRabim, you can walk through the Rishus HaRabim carrying a keli, doing a malacha d'oraisa, because not only is Mila Deicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Mila is also going to be Deicha Shabbos. So bringing the keli is part of Machshirei Mila. And we'll see why you're bringing it Megula in the Gemara. Ubisakana, if it's a sakana, Rashi says, she goes through Armoyim Al Hamila. They made a gzera saying that one is not allowed to mal mechasei al pi edim. So then, yes, you bring it in the street, but you have to cover it up, and you cover it up al yidei edim. We'll see what this means. Fine. Va'oid amar Reb Eliezer karsim edim lasis pchamim lasis barzel. You're allowed to chop wood for the sake of making coals and making the iron which is necessary to mal. All the preparatory stages, that which is necessary in order to enable and facilitate the Maisa Mila, these things can be done. Klalam Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer, kol malacha she'af shalaseisim erev Shabbos eina deichas ha-Shabbos. Ye'af shalaseisim erev Shabbos deichas ha-Shabbos. So let's see a couple of Rashis, and let's see also exactly what Rabbi Akiva is chaylik on. Let's just see the first Rashi in the Perek. You didn't bring the Ismael to the sack and the mal, the child. The salig mine, we said previously, behold, so this is an example. This is something which is necessary. I need the knife. So we said, Magula bifnei hakol. You show and you carry the knife overtly, conspicuously. And we'll see why. Sakana we saw, mechasei al pi edim, sheyaidu sheizmal shel mitzvah maybe, v'leyach shedu, meaning there will be those there to testify and show that he is not stam carrying as such, but rather he's carrying an ismal shel mila. Whereas, klalam Rav Akiva nechlekel Rebbe Eliezer b'machshirei mitzvah, he agrees, obviously, that mila may be done on Shabbos. That is learned out from a pasuk. But when it comes to machshirei mila, that he is chaylik. She'ein deich in hoil ve'ev shalaseis me'ev Shabbos, in general, meaning in general, even if in your specific case, it could be in your circumstances, punct, you weren't able to, but in general, machshirei mitzvah could have been done before. She'ev shalaseis me'ev Shabbos, kigen mila atzma, she'ev shalaseis v'zmana bi'em ha'shmini, deich Shabbos, mila has to be done on a particular day. I cannot do it on the seventh day. Therefore, it is going to be Deich Shabbos. Fine. Good. Now, let's just maybe see the first Tesis. Tesis asks a good kasha, right? Vintayma via viyu hatinik eitzel kli. The hashtaleke isa Shabbos klau dachai neses atzme. There will not be an isa diaraisa. That's what this means by klau. Some take out the word klau. Because Chayne says that's me. Meaning, why should I say that you bring that you carry the sakin through the Rishus HaRabim? Why not carry the child to the Mayel? This way, it's only going to be an Issur D'Rabbanan, because we've learned that Chayne says that's me, that someone who's alive, they lighten the load. It's perhaps considered to be like Shnayim Sha'asu'uhu, and it's demoted to being a Dirabanan. So why bring this?
Is that only if the childhood person can walk in principle?
No. Lav dafka. Lav dafka. We saw this even by an animal We said if it's tied up, if it's bekafis, which is what we're going to get into in the answer, but you see very clearly from Tesu, it's not like that. So if you bring the tinaik eitzel, the kli, it's now only going to be considered to be a derabbanan. The highness is that. So v'yishlem the katan sarach le'imayu, the child needs his mother. The acha hamila hayatzach lahachzirei le'imayu. Post mila, you're going to have to take the child back. The oz, post mila, have a kafros. It will be as if he is tied up and bound. Lefishu chayla. Kedarminen biyuma. Tilatim ravnasin chayla shiny. Vegam imay shi misukenes le suchalave itzel tinoik. So, you're right. It's all good and well that right now, in theory, it would be better to bring the child to the mayel, to the sakin, as opposed to the sakin to the child, than what's going to be afterwards. Which is very interesting, meaning we're making a cheshbon not based on right now, which is the lesser of two evils, but we're cheshboning what's going to be a little bit safe. Answer number one. Oyd yesh lemar, kaven de yoyse bekal yavi akli mishi yavi atinoik, Shari Rebbe Lezer kadei lemar ha-mitzvah. Meaning Rebbe Lezer's shita, that machshir mitzvah is deicha, is such a strong shita, whatever is easiest to do, easier to bring the knife, that's it. We don't care so much about lowering the, mitigating the level, lowering the level and so on. This is the way we do it, and so on. It's interesting, the Ritzvah writes, when he quotes Tesvus, I just kind of wrote it down, the kits on the side of my Gemara, but the Ritzvah writes that this was Gufa, the problem which Shammah the Rishonim had with the first answer of Tesvus, meaning we only need to consider the Matziv right now. Mitzad the matziv right now, it's more kal to bring the child to the tinaik instead of the sakin to the child. Since when do we have to be mischashiv with what's going to be in the future? Let's see right now what is halachic the best thing to do, and that's what we should do. And if afterwards we need to do something else because it's a pikuach nefesh situation, we'll do that. And that's why Tesis needs to come on to another answer, because this first answer was not so simple, because, you know, this was good for the Nakuda, which the Rishonim are grappling with. Do I look at the here and now, and Basher Husham, this is more cow, this is what I do? Or do I say, no, 1 second, if you do this, then it's going to cause something else. What do I say? No, I don't have to worry about that. That will happen at another stage. But there's a lot of very interesting ritva here at the beginning of the parak. Fine. I think it was one of the mid. Okay, fine. Good. Let's continue for now. Good. It says the Gemara like this. Time of the Rav Elazar Mishum Chibuvim Mitzvah is the reason why Rav Elazar says you are to walk in the Rishus Arabim carrying your knife so that everyone can see it conspicuously with pride, B'yad Rama. Time of the Rav Elazar Mishum Chibuvim Mitzvah is it to be in the Chabev of the Mitzvah? Rashi says, Lahidia Shechaviva Mitzvah Alav Shemchal Shabbos Aleh. Meaning I'm showing that Mitzvah's Mila is so Chaviv in my eyes that I'm walking in the street with pride, brandishing my knife, showing everyone about my knife. Oido, Mamishum Chashda. Or is it simply to dispel any type of Chashad? Meaning the people should realize that I've got a sack in Shal Mila. I'm not walking kind of holding something like this, and then people think, who knows what he's got in his pocket. But I've got an Ismail. This way people will realize that it's an Ismail Shal Mila, and they will not come to be Choshed me. Says the Gemara, my nafkimin, ala suyim chusal pi'edim. Are you allowed to walk with it covered? Shaloi b'shas sakana. With edim. Are you allowed to? It's inappropriate. Meaning you have an obligation, which is quite a fascinating thing. You're supposed to show people the chavivus which you have for the mitzvah. And therefore you should not do it when it is concealed. Eli Amris, that the primary reason is Mishum Chajdo, Filo Mechus HaShapradami. Even if it's covered over, it's also okay. So what is the Ikkar reason of Rabbi Eliezer? Says the Gemara, Itzmar, Amrav Levi, Leamrav Eliezer, Ela Lechibuvi Mitzvah. Right, he said what he said in order to be mechabev the mitzvah. Tanya Amiachi, Meviyah Megula, Ve'ein Meviyah Mechusa, the Rabbi Eliezer, quite clear that you should not bring in Mechusa. That would be tantamount to being mezalzel in mitzvahs milah. Yet another proof. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, he said over Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, full stop. So Kopanim, it seems quite clear. But the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is that it is incumbent upon a person to be mechabev the mitzvah, and therefore you carry the sack and the ismael in an overt, conspicuous manner. Iboilo, Adim the Ka'amah, when we said, b'shas ha'sakana, you need to kind of, people need to at least be aware, being that they're not seeing what you're carrying, you need to have other people there kind of walking with you so that there's no hashad. So Adim the Ka'amar Iu v'chad, is it the fellow carrying plus one other person? Adilma who betray, it's two other people accompanying him. And if you see like a whole entourage of people, him plus two, you know, it's not mistabra that you've got this group which are publicly being Michal Shabbos, people do it quietly, so you're dafka doing it in a conspicuous manner with two other Adim. So was it him plus one or him plus two? Toshma. He covers it over with Edim. He covers it with Edim. If you say it's him plus two, so he is covering it with external two other Edim. That reads nicely. But if it's him and one more, so it's difficult to say he is covering it with Edim. My Edim. Says in Lav Dafka, really it's him and one other person. It just means Sharuyim Lahayid B'makam Acha. Just means with another aid, and then him together with someone else, they are fit to be Adim elsewhere. Good. So Al Gopanim, we've said so far, Shitas Rav Lezer is Machshir Mitzvah Zdech Shabbos. When one carries the Sakin Shalmila, the Ismail, one is supposed to do it in a conspicuous manner. Bidafka, because there's an inyan to be mechabev the mitzvah, it should not be done mechusa and so on. Says the Gemara, fascinating things. Tan Rabbanan, b'mkayme shel Rabbi Eliezer hayukarsin eitzim lases pchamim, lases barazel b'shabbos. So in Rabbi Eliezer's town, we're going to get into very interesting discussion about when you have a machlikis tanoim or amaroyim. Are the Tanoim, even if they are Yechidim, are they allowed to act as per their Psak? And what about the townsfolk? If the townsfolk know that their Rebbe is a Yochid against the Rabbim, are they allowed to act as per the Psak of the Marda Asra? Or perhaps they are obligated to go Alpi the Roiv? And are you allowed to follow the psak of the Roiv, or must you follow the psak of the Marda Asra if it's against the Roiv? And is there schar to do so, or is it just a heter? So it says it's very interesting. They would cut down trees to make pchamim, and they would do what they needed to do to make iron. And they did this on Shabbos. They would have chicken and milk together. Meaning, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda clearly is the Isser of Basar B'chalav is Basar Behema. But if it's Basar Oif, it's Mutter. It's Mutter Midyaraisa, and it's Mutter Midrabbanan. And that's what they did. They had a chicken, grilled chicken cheese sandwich, and that's what they did. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla lebei Yosef Rishba. Levi traveled to the house of Yosef the trapper. Kram krivu lei reisha de tavse b'chalba, and they brought him the head of a oif, which was cooked in milk. So le'achal, he didn't eat from it, because he held, like all the other Tanoim, that there's an Isser al kol panim derabbanan to eat oif with chalav. Now, kiyos alakame derebi, he told Rebbe what happened. Amalei, the Rebbe said, amai loy teshmetinu. Why did you not put him in chayrim? I mean, he's going against the psak, and he's serving oif and chalav together. So why not put him in chayrim? Amalei said, Asri Rabbi Yehuda ben Misrei Rahava, because Rabbi Yosef Rishba lived in the place of Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Vamina, and I said to myself, Dilma Darish Lehuk Rabbi Yosef Haglili, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosef Haglili, Rabbi Yosef Haglili, Paskins, Lahalacha, Ule Maisa, the Oif is Mutter with Cholav. It's not, because we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Haglili Omer, Ne'amar Leisech L'Kol Nevela. The Ne'amar in the same pasuk, it says, Leisevash L'Gedi V'Chalev Imai. So there is some type of a comparison between Nevela and Bas V'Chalev. So we say the following, Es She'asem Mishum Nevela Aser Levash L'B'Chalev. So the type of species which has in it an Isra Nevela is Aser to be Mevashel in chalav. Oif, she'asa mishum nevela, there's a concept of an oif becoming a nevela, in which case, yachol ye'asa levashel b'chalav, I might take a think that there's an issue of basa b'chalav. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, b'chalev imoy. I mean, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. It has to produce milk. Yatsa oif, she'ain loy chalav eim. So this comes to exclude a chicken. A chicken does not have chalav eim. So says Rabbi Yisrael Glidi, if so, there's no iser to be mevashel oif in chalav. So therefore, again, fascinating thing. Lamaisa, this Yosef Rishba, maybe he was just doing as per Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera. Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera maybe passed him health like Rabbi Yosef Haglili, in which case he didn't do anything wrong. Far be it for me to put someone in chayrim if there is a legitimate, viable psak which paskins that way. And as maybe you've already got two sheetahs to name which paskin that way. And it's also interesting to note, in other words, if it was Rabbi Yosef Haglili who presented his guest with oif and chalav, one might have thought to oneself, you know what, the fact that you, Rabbi Yosef Haglili, hold that it's mutter, does that mean you should be serving it to me? I mean, don't you know that Roiv Chachamim disagree with you? And that would be very noteworthy to be medayik, that Baistois, there's no problem. If I hold something as mutter lahalacha, I can give it to you. Let's say if I hold that, Rabbanut Harlem is a fantastic heksher. And I give it to you, and you think the heksher is a terrible heksher. I hold it's a good heksher, I hold it's good, so I give it to you. I'm allowed to do that. In other words, if we would... The problem is that the mice was a mice with Yosef Rishba, Yosef the Trapper. You know, perhaps Yosef the Trapper was an Amharitz, maybe Ladino. You're not supposed to do that. And this is a Dion in the Achronim, as to if I hold something is mutter, am I allowed to give it to you? Or do I say, being that l'shitascha, you hold its osir, there's a potential, if ne'iver le'sitin mechshol, situation over here. Al-Kaponim, that was the Maisa. Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. Amrav Yitzchak, Ir achas ha'isa be'eretz Yisrael, shahayu oisim k'rebi Eliezer. They used to be noyeg like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning that they held machshirei mitzvah, machshirei milas derech Shabbos. What happened? V'hayu meisim mizmanan. And they all lived their life till the time that they were supposed to die. They didn't die early. There was no kareis in misli v'shamayim where one dies early. They died at the right time. V'loyoid, not only that, Elisha Pamachas Gazar Malchas HaRashah, Gzeira al Yisrael al Amila. Al Isa ir le Gaza. And this city, which this ear, which used to be Nayeg, like Rebbe Eliezer, there was no Gzeira on that particular city, and so on. That is what the Gemara says. So just there's a few interesting things to mention over here. Number one, there is a Ritva. That when I think the Ritva's got some fascinating things which come out Lamaisa from this. He quotes Arrived. Zag the Ritva Zay. Pirsh Harivet Zal. De Lahachi Maisi Hach Hai Uvda. Why is the Gemara telling us this interesting story? Lahoidiacha. Haschar Shneisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kiyum Lav D'Loi Sosur. It's coming to teach us the reward that one gets from not deviating from the Psak of the Chachamim. Why the cave and the Rebbe Eliezer Ro'oi L'Hoi Ra'haya? He's someone who's fit to paskin. V'chol Z'man Shalei Nifsika Halacha Rashoyin Lases Kidivrei Atzmon. And until there's been a clear hachra, a clear psak halacha, they're allowed to act and paskin as per their shita. Ubim kaimai, hayu aisin kamaisoy. And in his town, in his place, they used to go and paskin like him. Lekayim leisosem in hadav rashi yagidu lechayam and smile. Afilo shiom lechayim and shu smile. Kiblu schar hazeh. Therefore, they received the schar of, they lived out their days. They didn't die shalei bizmanei. They all died bizmanei. Says the Ritva, kva kol shekin b'shar mili derabanan, shar mekaimin meitl schar. All the more so by other derabanan dekedinim, that one gets schar for such a thing. So I think there's quite a few points which we just need to be aimed on in this Ritva. Point number one, the Ritva says, this mice is coming to teach you the schar that a person gets for being mekayim loisasur, the love of loisasur. Now, this is interesting because there's a big deal as to does one get schar for mitzvah saseh or even for a loisaseh. And there's a sugya in the end of the first parak of Kedushin, which seems to imply that the only time a person gets schar for a kiyam of a lois asay is if the lois asay is bal yadcha, and let's say there's a particular taiva, and a person is misgaber. You have an esoyin in macholas asurais, in arayas, whatever it is, and you're misgaber, then you get schar. And agav, it's also a shaila, is the schar for loisechel nevela? Are you getting schar for the kiyam halav? For the fact that you were not over on the lav? Or are you getting schar for es Hashem lekechatira? For being a yari shemayim? Are you getting schar for vahaftas Hashem lekecha, avas Hashem? I love Hashem more than this piece of chazer, more than this ereva. So I'm getting schar for avas Hashem, I'm getting schar for yiras, yiras shemayim. As opposed to I'm actually getting schar for lo yisechol kol nevela. But just some interesting lashon, leidiyacha, schar sheneis mekadosh baruch hu al kiyum lav de lo yisaser. Another thing which he says is, the cave of Nebuchadnezzar was roi lahira, and so long as shalei nifsika halacha, they were entitled to do as per his shita. The Mashal says, very interesting, he says, that even though the rabbim disagreed with Rebbe Eliezer, and usually we say that Yachid v'rabbim halachah k'rabbim, that's usually the klal, says the Mashal, b'nei iroi hayu yecholim linoik kavosei, kevin demikol makim divrei elikim chayim heim. At the end of the day, the words of Rebbe Eliezer is divrei elikim chayim. There is always going to be an elu ve'elu. But nevertheless, and therefore it is correct. There's nothing wrong with the townsfolk paskening like him. So says the Mashal, pshat in this Ritva, b'shem the Ravid. One final ha'ara in this Ritva, b'shem the Ravid is, I just find this very interesting. It says that so long as there hasn't been a clear psak halacha, they're entitled to go like him, And they did it. Why did they do this? To be mekayim leisasur. Now I ask you, why must I have a grilled chicken and cheese sandwich? Why do I have to do that? I mean, can I not just avoid the whole thing? I just won't have chicken and... If I don't have chicken and cheese, does that mean I've been over on Leis Sasser? I mean, I'm doing it B'Shev Al Tas. I'm just not have... Maybe I don't like chicken and cheese. Maybe I don't like the combination. Maybe I don't like to cook my chicken in milk. I just don't like that flavor. Maybe I'm a vegetarian. Maybe I'm a vegan. Maybe... I don't know. But it's a funny thing that they did this to be Mekayim Leisasser. I mean, Vashtet in them, is that showing us that somehow there's an Inyan to Dafka do a Maisa to show that you clearly would paskin like this Rav, even though you could very easily get out of it by B'Shev Al Tasa? So, you know, lots of interesting points to consider in this Ritzvah. Just want to share with you one other thing, which I think is also fascinating. And that is one Iyun Yaakov and one Chida. The Iyun Yaakov says very, very interesting. The Iyun Yaakov says the following about this story that they died bizmane. I'll just read out a line or two. Zokter, after ein halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer b'ha. Come on, halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. Mikom akam le'nenshu b'misa dekaris k'mechal le'shabasis. They didn't get killed. Kaven Shita'u Bidin. They made a mistake by following him. It was a mistake. Shita'u Bidin. And their kavana was L'Shem Shamayim. But being that it was a toast and their kavana was L'Shem Shamayim, then that's the reason why they didn't get punished. Aye, so what's the reason why only this city out of all the other cities did they not make a gzeirah to abolish Milah? I mean, surely that shows that they did actually the right thing. Not just that they didn't do the wrong thing, but they did actually something good and positive. It's not pshat that there was some miracle. No, because I, the Iyun Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, I just told you that they did something which is wrong. So it's going to be difficult for me to say that a nase took place. Name. Lav shenasalam neizah kaven sheasu kain the haasu shaloike hilchasa because they paskin the loike hilchasa. He says what happened. The reason why they didn't make a gzera against them, it was pure teva. El al piat teva nasalam zeh kaven sha akum rohu shehim mechal leshabbos like bimila yosim sharayos ayaris. Excuse me. These the goyim saw. You know, in this particular town, they're Mechal Shabbos. They're Mechal Shabbos. In the other towns, they're Shema Shabbos. In this town, they're Mechal Shabbos. So the Goyim made a cheshbon. Let's not make a gzera to Aser Milah, because this way, there'll be Mechal Shabbos. Because the Goyim know you're not allowed to go ahead and start carrying and cooking and making fires. So good for those Jews, they're being Mechal Shabbos. So the Dafka didn't make Gzeira. Yeah, one more time. He says, Hayenicha lehem lechal haShabbos miRotzayin milavatali sami mila ba'ines. We the Goyim have a choice. Let us encourage, enable, facilitate the Jews to be mechal Shabbos b'mezid, or let's say no mila for you. And you're gonna be ba'ones nimna from doing your mitzvah. No, we want to encourage them to do the wrong thing. So he says the whole thing was al piteva, and what they did was shaloika halacha. Just one final thought in this Iyun Yaakov. Either Ritva seems to say that it wasn't shaloika halacha. Iyun Yaakov is saying it was shaloika halacha. How can he go against Rishonim? Could be that the lashon of the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara doesn't say this took place in Rebbe Eliezer's city. Doesn't say that. What does it say? It says, Ir achas hoisa be'eretz Yisrael, shahayu oisim k'Rebbe Eliezer. So maybe that's why the Iyun Yaakov said what he said. If it was Rabbi Eliezer's town, then I hear what the Ritva is saying. You have to listen to the Marda Asra. But if Rabbi Eliezer is the Marda Asra in Bnei Brak, and in Ashkelon they decided to do like him, one second, there's a halachic protocol. Yachad v'rabim, halachic rabim. Why are you passing like Rabbi Eliezer? So that's maybe why the Iyun Yaakov felt that what they did was deloy kehalacha. And maybe the Ritva understood when it's Irachas, it means the town of Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe. We'll just end up with one final ha'ara of Chidah. Again, just fascinating diunim over here. Says the Chidah, what's pshat in this story? There's the city, and they did, and they got rewarded. Zag the Chidah, nira da'atam b'mashikos v'elu v'elu divrelekim chayim. He says, we know that both Svaris are MS, they're both true, they were both Nimsa Tamesh at Sinai, like the Ritva writes, B'Shem Rabbani Tzarfazal, the Hachra is given over to the Chachmi Hadar, and so on. Says the Chidah, the cave in the Svaris really has MS. I mean, his Svar is true. I mean, Eilu Ve'elu Divlekim Chaim, after all. The cave in the Svaris really has MS. The Irzu Yodoy Shehi MS, they knew that it's true. The kiblua b'simcha mipnei siba bo b'scharam shemesim b'zmanam. They knew that this is a viable psak, and they were makabel it. Therefore, they got this schar that they died in the right time. V'lo teima d'mitzad acher hayalehem eza einish. And don't say that no. Perhaps they got punished for some other reason. L'zeh amr v'lo yoid. Not only did they get rewarded, they had zero punishment whatsoever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that it was absolutely correct to do what they did. So says the Chidah in the Sefer Maris Ayin. So lots of very interesting discussions over here as to when you have a Yachid passing against the Rabbim and the townsfolk follow him, or perhaps another town follow them. What is that good? Is that bad? Is it a toast? You get rewarded, and so on. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta. So the Gemara like this. Tanya Shemeng Emel Eimer Kometzer Shekibu Aleim B'Simcha Gigin Mila. The Achsev Sos Anech Aleim B'Secha Kemetzi Shalal Rav. Mitzvahs which Klai Yisrael did B'Simcha. Adayin Oysin Oysa B'Simcha. They still do it B'Simcha. Rashi says, what does that mean? About eight lines in the bottom. Sh'Oysin Mishka. So when they make a Mishka, they do it. They did it B'Simcha back in the day. So too now, they continue to do b'simcha. Small he'ara in pshat. It says any mitzvah which they were mekabel b'simcha, they still do b'simcha. What's the raya that ganz klal Yisrael were mekabel mitzvahs mila b'simcha? Because David HaMelech, shar manashi ki chassid ani. David was the great chassid. He said, "Sos anechi al imra secha kimetzi shalal rav." What's the raya that because David Melech Yisrael, the tzaddik, the chassid, said, "I delight in your mitzvah, in the mitzvah of mila." Why is that a raya that ganz klal Yisrael were mekabel b'simcha? That's a tzarich iyun. Al kabanim, any mitzvah that we do b'simcha, then we still do b'simcha. V'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleim b'ktata. That they are upset about. Kigon Arayas, the Chziv, Yishma Moshe, Sa'am, Baich Lemishmachaisav, the Skim Mishmachaisav, they are upset about it. Adayin, Oysin, Esav, Bektata, they still do it. Bektata with arguments, and they're upset. What's the proof? The Lekiksuba, the Lerami, Batigra. There's always going to be problems with the Ksuba, they're going to be arguing about it. And that's the reason, it's because when Parshas Arayas was Nimsa the Klal Yisrael, at the time they were upset. There's a very interesting tshuva of the Mari Bruna and Simon Tzadi Gimel that he says, Bimei Churfi, when I was a youngster, I wanted to say pshat in the Minig Yisrael, at least the Minig of the Ashkenazim, why it is that the chosen fasts b'yom chupasei. By many of the Kala fasts also, some only the chosen, but the svarim they don't do it so much. But it says, what's pshat? It says, it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that kuvlamet. The Gemara says that being that we are makabel arayis b'ktata, less ksuba de l'rabi b'tigra, there's going to be like a midas adin, which is makatrig, at the time of the chasen, on the day. So he says that the chasen is mis'aneh in order to somehow prevent, you know, to prevent the midas adin, almost as a way to kind of, to be ma'irer, aschus, and rach mishamayim, that there shouldn't be any katata and any kitrig bebeye. Good. Tanya Rabbi Yerub Shimon ben Elazar Aymakom Mitzvah Shemas Yisrael Atzmam Aleihem Lemisa B'Shas Gzer Zamalchus Kegein Avodas Kechavim Umila Adayin Hi Muchzekes B'Yadam. So mitzvahs which they were Moseh Nefesh for, so then it still is Muchzekes B'Yadam. Whereas the whole mitzvah Shalei Mas Yisrael Atzmam Aleihem Aleh Lemisa B'Shas Gzer Zamalchus, ones which they didn't do Kegein Tfilin, that they were not based in Ephesh 4, Adayin Himarufa B'yodom, it still is weak in their hands. Dam Rabiana, it's Tfilin Shechen Guvnagi, Kalisha Bim Bim Baltanavayim. We know that Tfilin requires a clean body, like Elisha. And what was special about Elisha? Mahi, Amrabai, we saw this before in that Mem test, I think it was. Mahi, Amrabai, Ishle Afich Behem, a person shouldn't pass wind. Rav Amishle Yishin Behem, you shouldn't sleep in them. Avamai Karle Elisha Bal Knafayim. Why is he called Elisha Bal Knafayim? As we know, Shabamachas Gaz Ramachas Harasha Gizera Al Yisrael Shekalani Ech Tfilin Al Reisha Yikruz Baichayim. So there was a Gizera Shmad against wearing Tfilin. Vahay Elisha Meni Ech Tfilin. He went against the Gizera. He was Meis Nefesh V'Yatzal Ashok V'Ra'ol Kazder Echad Aratz Mufana V'Ratzachrov. He ran away. He chased after him, gave him Shagir Etzle, not on Mirish, he held it in his hand. Amalei Mabiyadech, what do you have? Amalei Kamfayona, I got the wings of a dove. Poshetes Yodi opened up his hand, and Nimtsu Ba Kamfayona. I think of Hayukon is Fei Balkanafayim. Says the Gemara Maishna Kamfayona. Why specifically Kamfayona? The Amalei, did he say that? For the Amalei Shalayfis. Hashem to Damya, Knesset Yisrael, Leyona. Because Klal Yisrael are compared to a Yona. Shnei Mekan Fe Yona, Nechpe Bekesev, Avrisev, Birak Rekharitz. Meaning, Ma Yona, Zu, Knofer, Meginis, Pam, Meginis, Ale, excuse me. Just like a Yona, its wings protected. Af Yisrael, Mitzvahis, Meginis, Alehen. So says the Gemara Mitzvahs, which we were not based in Nefesh 4. So then, the mitzvah, unfortunately, is murufefes biyodeinu. It's weak in our hands. And Rashi says in Dibra Maschel, Dharma b'yane tefillin tzvitzich and guvnak yishle afiach alma leizehiri buhu. People are not so careful in it. V'shaminen mina delei masra le ela lish levade. The only one who was really meisa nefesh was Elisha. He was the one who was Maisenefesh Tesla says also Amalei Kanfayina Hare Shleimasa Atzmei Lomer Tfilinain. So the way Tesla learns fascinating, he seems to be saying the opposite. He didn't say it was actually Tfilin that way, and therefore the Gemara is bringing a riot from the fact, according to Tesla, from the fact that he didn't say it's Tfilin, you see that people were not Maisenefesh. Rashi is learning not like that, that he was Maisenefesh, even though he didn't actually articulate and say that it was Tfilin, but you still see he was willing to wear the Tfilin in public. So he was Meisa Nefesh, but Al Kofanim, you see that mitzvahs, which we were not Meisa Nefesh for, it still is Merufa Piyadei. Just read out one line from the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, V'ha deka amra hacha kol mitzvah shle masu yisrael atzma ala kegen tefillin, lav le meimra shu chayavim limser loy. Doesn't mean that they were actually obligated to give of their lives. Ala hachi perushik, he says, kol mitzvah. It says, any mitzvah, she chaviva aleihem limser atzman aleha. A mitzvah which is so chaviv that they would have been willing to be meisa the nefesh. So then, that mitzvah will remain for them in good stead. But a mitzvah which they're not, which they don't do, they wouldn't be willing to be meisa nefesh for them, then it will be merufa piyadam, That says the Ritva very clearly, but if it's Bishas Hashmad, if a person wants to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, then certainly a person is allowed to do so. So the Ritva seems to say that there's no obligation, but a person is allowed to do so. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vayter. Omre Baba Bar, Rev Ada, Omre B'Yitzchak, Pelachas Shokhu V'lehi V'yu Izmel Me'erev Shabbos. One time they forgot and they didn't bring the knife Erev Shabbos. What happened? They V'yu B'Shabbos Derech Gagais, Derech Chatzeirais, Shaloi B'Ritzoyin Rebbe Eliezer. So they brought it, Derech Gag, Derech Yechatz, the Kafifais, in a way that the tilfel was Midrabanan. And this was Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eliezer. Fregdi Gemara Kasha. Fregdi Gemara Kasha. 1 second. Maskiv La Rabbi Yosef. Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eliezer. This is Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eliezer. Adarabba. Rabbi Eliezer Udishari. Rabbi Eliezer's got no problem with this. He allows you to even bring it through the Rosh Hasharabim. So we say, V'chi Tema Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eliezer. The Shari Philip Rosh Hasharabim. So maybe you'll say it means Shaloi Bertzein Rebbe Eliezer, because he actually would allow you to do it through the Rosh Hasharabim. And as we said, to the extent that he says there's an inyan to show the Chavivus of the Mitzvah, you're supposed to do it in a very conspicuous, overt manner. And therefore, Shaloi Bertzein Rebbe Eliezer, insofar as they did it in this clandestine manner by doing it by the Gagos, Chatzeres, and Karfifais, and the like. So, maybe that's what it means. It says the Gemara, Ella Birtsoin Rabbonin. So what are you going to say? It means it was done Shaloi Birtsoin Rebbe Eliezer, but rather Birtsoin the Rabbonin, the Osru Derech Rosh Hasharabim, the Shor Derech Gages, V'derech Chatzeres V'Karfifais. Maybe it was going according to the will of the Chachamim, that granted they asked it through the Rosh Hasharabim, but they matter through the Gagais, Chatzeres, and Karfifais. Maybe you'll say that. But me, Shari, is that true? Did the Rabbanon matter such a thing? But Tanya, Kishim, She'ein Nevin, Oisidech, Rosh Hasharabim. Just like the Rabbanon don't allow you to bring the Ismail through the Rosh Hasharabim, because they hold the Rabbi Kiva, the Machshiri Mitzvah. Machshir and Mila is not the Cheshabbos. Tach ein mevin esai leiderach gages v'leiderach kavivais v'leiderach hatzeirais. So the Rabbi Eliezer allows totally, even through the Rosh Hasharabim. The Rabbanan aster totally, even through a place where the tiltel is only going to be midrabbanan. Alam Ravashi. It means Shaloi Bertzein Rebbe Eliezer Machlokasai. It's Shaloi Bertzein Rebbe Eliezer because he held you dafka should do it through the Rosh Hasharabim. Show that it should be done, that it's mutter to do. It's Shaloi Bertzein Chachamim because they hold it totally asa, even through the Chatzeres and the Gagas and so on. Ella Bertzein Reb Shimon. It was done with the sanction, with the agreement of Rebbe Shimon, Desnan, Rebbe Shimon, Emer, Echad Gagois, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Karfifais, be it a gag, be it an enclosure, be it a chotzer, Kulon, Reshus Echad Hain, Lekalim, Sheshavsu, Besechon, Valei Lekalim, Sheshavsu, Besechabayis. What is the Shita of Rebbe Shimon? That if you have Chatzeres, or Gages, or Karfifais. So it's all considered to be one big Rishus regarding the Kalim, which at the onset of Shabbos were in the Gag, in the Chatzer, and in the Karfif. Meaning, if I've got a Gag over here, and which happens to meet a Chatzer over here, and I've got an item on the Gag, which was on the Gag when Shabbos came in, I'm allowed to be metalfa from the gag to the chotzer. No problem. Or from one gag which belongs to Reuven to another gag which belongs to Shimon. Without being ma'arivit, it's considered to be one big rishus. When is there a problem if I'm bringing it from my bias, which has distinct ownership to a chatzar, which has communal ownership. But from the gag to the chatzar to the karfif and so on, kalim, which were in those areas when Shabbos began, these things are mutter. Let's see a couple of Rashi's over here. Says Rashi, let's start from about six lines down. Shaloi Britzoin. Oh, we said it's not with Shloi Britzoin of Lezer, not Beratzin Chacham, Eler Britzoin of Shimon. Shemater af l'davar rishus. If Shimon allows tiltel, even for a davar rishus, he allows tiltel. Kol shekein here, where you're bringing the Ismael to do the milah when it's being done in Tzech Mitzvah, Avadi allows such a thing. Says Rashi, the time of Shimon Amar Echad Gagayis Kulon, Afilahin Hainshul Bailim Harbe, even if they belong to several people, Mitalta Mizelazer, Dali Osru Mishus Rishus Elabatim. The only time it's problematic is a private Rishus to a private Rishus, or a private Rishus to a communal Rishus. But from Gagayis, Chatzerais, Kafifais, it's all considered to be one and the same. This is for Kalim. Sheshavsu b'seichon. Let's look at the Rashi. Sheshavsu b'seichon. Meaning, shikishakidish hayoim, hayu b'seichon. It was inside them. V'lei b'seich abayis. It was not in the house. Dilu shavsu kalim abayis. Levi v'hechad alei irvu b'nei b'bati ha-chatzer. Avadah, they didn't make irvu chatzerais. Da'afinu mi'bayis v'chatzer le'yetziu klei abayis. You can't even bring it from the bayis to the chatzer. Even if you made it with a chatzeris, you can take from the bias of the chatzer. You can't go from chatzer number one to chatzer number two. You need to be meshatet the chatzeris with shetuvim mevois. You didn't do that. So again, let's just get this clear. There was a maisa shahoya on kuflamet amal at the bottom. What happened? They forgot to bring the Ismael on Erev Shabbos. They bought it on Shabbos, and they bought it Derev Gagayis, Hatzeres, and that was Shaloi Britzein Rav Eliezer and Shaloi Britzein Chachamim. It was Shaloi Britzein Rav Eliezer because he holds it's mutter to do even through the Rosh Hashanah. We'll come back to this in a second. It's Shaloi Britzein Chachamim because they held it's totally awesome, even through a Rosh Hashanah. Ella, it was according to the Rishus of Rav Shimon that he holds you are allowed to be metaltel, even for the sake of a davar Rishus, and Kolshkin over here, if it's done for a davar mitzvah. There's an important kasha, I mean, we're just running out of time, so at least we'll just mention the kasha, maybe not the answer. If you look at the top tesis, what are we saying over here? We're saying Rebbe Eliezer was very upset. Why did you bring this Ismael through the Gag and the Chatz and the Karfif? Bring it to the Rishus HaRabim. Bring it to the Rishus HaRabim. One second. Why should I not try and limit and lower the severity of the Aveira? I mean, why bring it specifically through the Rishus HaRabim if you can bring it through the Gag and the Chatz and the Karfif? I mean, after all, the only time we say do it is if push comes to shove. But if I've got another way out, why don't I do that? Fractasis. This is a famous klal of Reish Lakish. It comes up here, it comes up in Yavamas. Elsewhere, kol mokim she'ata moitzi asei v'lois asei. Whenever you find an asei and a lois asei, im ata yochel l'kayim eshneyem mutav. If you're able to facilitate that the two can mutually coexist, and there's no direct confrontation, which then says, asei de'echa leis asei, so if you can somehow allow both of them to mutually coexist, mutav, im lav yovi asei v'yitcha leis asei. Frag tesis, v'acha kevin de'efshu l'kayim eshneim, l'havi o'derech gagis v'chatzeres v'kafifes, amar yaviu o'yisei derech rishis harabim. What is this business? Rabbi Eliezer was upset. Why bring it through the rishis harabim? Surely the two can mutually coexist. Don't push aside the Shabbos. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. If you can do it in a way where you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. That is Tezvis Kasha, Rabbi Rishonim asked this Kasha. Ayin Shabbos. Let's see a little bit further. Joydim. So let's just remind ourselves, because we're going to have this till the end of the Amud. Now we know, in order for me to carry into my chatzer, I need to do Eruv B'chatzeres. What is Eruv B'chatzeres? Let's say you've got three houses which open up into a courtyard. In order for all three of us to carry from our bayis to the chatzer to the bayis, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they need to do Eruv B'chatzeres. They each contribute a kezias of pas. They put the three kezasim in Reuven or Shimon or Levi's house. And now it's considered in din that they all live in Reuven's house. They all live where the box of matzahs are. And now instead of being a private, three private houses with one communal area, it's considered to be one house, one area. We're all together. That is Reuven Chatzeres. If you have now several Chatzeres which open up into a communal mavui, which is much bigger, usually it goes straight to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So now all the Chatzeres need to be Mishkatev together, and they do Shetufim Mavois, and they collect from the Chatzeres, and they put the items collected in one of the Chatzeres. That's Shetufim Mavois. So let's see. Boi minei Reb Zeira Merabasi. Mavoi shaloi nishtatfu boi. Mao letalto bekulei. So we said, we just mentioned before, and we mentioned the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, if you have gages, chatzeres, and kafifes, it's considered to be one big rishus, and at least regarding the kalim, which at the beginning of Shabbos were in the gag, the chatzer, and the karfif, you're allowed to be metalto from one to the other. It's okay. The only restriction is to go from a private area to more of a public type of area. From a bayis to a chatzer, from a bayis to a mavui. But from a gag to a chatzer, from a mavui to from a chatzer to a karfif, that's fine. What about now when we speak about a mavui? Says Reb Zeira, from there, asks Reb Zeira to Rabasi, mavui shel nishtatfu, you did not do shetufim mavois. Ma'u letaltel bekulei. Are you allowed to be metaltel within the mavui? Mi amrinen kechotze dami. It's like a chotze. Ma chotze avagadali ervu. Mutel letaltel bekulei. Just like a chotze. Even though you are not ma'ariv, you're still allowed to be metaltel within the chotze. Kelim sheshavsu bechotze. So too, you could be metaltel in the mavui. Kelim sheshavsu b'mavui. And we're speaking here where it's got three mechitzas anyway, so it's considered to be a Rosh Hashayachid anyway, Midiraisa. So do we say it's got a din chotze, ma chotze, avagash lai ervum, mutzlatat v'kule. Hay nami avagadal in the shtat v'bay, mutzlatat v'kule. Oy delma, lay down in a chotze. Maybe a mavoi is different to a chotze. The chotze is lidar dal mechitzas. The chotze's got four walls. Lastly, dal mechitzas the mavui by definition it has four walls. It's got three walls usually. Sometimes it can even have less than three walls. So this doesn't have four walls. Inami chatzer isle diurin. People are living in the chatzer. Rashi says roiv tashmishon the chatzer. They wash their clothes in the chatzer. They cook their meals in the chatzer. They are living in the chatzer. Chatzer is a place of diurin, whereas ha. Less bay diurin. A mavi is not a place of dira. So let's take a look at one or two rashes over here. Rashi says almost directly across, shalei nishtatfu bay, meaning you didn't do eruv chatzeres, but mavi is called shituf. You didn't do shituf. Ma'u letalto b'seichai b'kulai kelim shishavsu b'seichai. Meaning, l'haitzi min ha'chatzel l'seichai b'shitin l'nda aser. L'chini min l'chatzel. The shaila is, within the mavi itself, can you be metalto? So do we say, azoivia chotzer, if you're not ma'arivit, you can still be metalto, kelim sheshav sib chotzer, so to the same is true by a mavui? Or do we say no, chotzer's got four walls, mavui doesn't have four walls, chotzer's a makamdira, mavui's not a makamdira? That was the shaila which of Zera asked Ravasi. To which he responded, Jossik. He didn't have an answer. Zimnin, other times, Ashkechei Reb Zeira found Reb Asi, the Yosevika Omar, he said the following, Omar B'Shim Ben Lakish, B'Shim Reb Yehuda Nesia, Pam Achas, Shakhu Vilei Yiviu Izmami Erev Shabbos. They did not bring the knife Erev Shabbos, Ve'eviu B'Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos, V'ayah Adava Kashma Chachamim. They were upset. Heich Menichim Dibri Chachamim, V'Isim Krib Lezer, why are you parting like a Da'as Yachid? Chodod Rabbi Lezer Shamuti. Number one, he is Shamuti, which means either Rashi brings both Pshatim, either he was in Chayrim, or he's a Talmud of Shammai. And therefore you don't pass like him. V'oid Yachid V'Rabbi Malachik Rabbi. So why are you passing like Rabbi Yezer? V'yomo Rabbi Yishai Yeshila says Rabbi Yehuda the Agoy. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda the Mayel. V'amali, and he said, you know why they did what they did? Nein. Imagine this is the long mavoy. This is the mavoy. So they brought the knife from one side of the mavoy to the other side of the mavoy. That's all they did. Said Rabbi Yehuda the Geizer, the Mayel. Normally, mavoi shleinishtatu by hava was a mavoi which they did not do shetutim mavois within. Va'isuhu mehai reisha lahai reisha, and they brought it from one side of the mavoi to the other side of the mavoi. That's all they did. So armalei, so Reb Zera said to Reb Asi, sfirli lamar mavoi shleinishtatu by. Do you, Reb Asi, hold that if you didn't do Shetuvim Avayis, you're allowed to be Metatul Kalim in the Mavi from one side of the Mavi to the other side? Amalayin, he said, sure, that's my Shita. Said Reb Zeir, what do you mean? Amalay Vazin and Baimenach, but I asked you this Shaila, Valiamrisli, and you didn't have an answer for me. You were Shasuk. So why didn't you answer when I asked you, Dilma? Could it be agav shitfach rahit lach gamrach? Could it be that, you know, in your, when you were recounting the story and this maisa, then you were oimed on the pshat and you remembered what the halacha is? If you look at Rashi, two lines down in the medium lines, vazim nebaiminach v'le armes dama agav shitfach asilach kishahayisa shatuv begirsas, when you were busy in your learning, lechazer al shmua zudar shlakish, im merutzes girsascha, with your hazara, asilcha ha, derbeishya bahada, kind of, as you were doing hazara, this came back to you, and you didn't tell it to me at the time, is that possible? To which he said, in agav shitfo, yes, when in the process of my chazara, I remember the din, I remember the case, and I remember the psak, that yes, if you have a mavoi, which you did not do shetufi mavois, you are allowed to be metalta from one side of the mavoi to the other side of the mavoi. So the kid said that was the shiloh. Zera asked about the shiloh. Do we say that a mavoi is worse than a chotzer because it doesn't have four machitzas? Because it's not a makam dior, and therefore you're not allowed to be metal to kalim sheshavsi b'mavi from one side to the other side. Or we say we matter it, and Reb Asi is saying that it is mutter to do. Okay, we will call it here.